Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up? What is up, champion? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, a special Sunday edition. You know, I need to do more of these shows on Sundays. I used to have a Sunday spiritual podcast. I'm going to say back in 2014, 2015. I was doing it with my pastor at the time, and then I did a few solo ones strictly about God, Jesus, all of that good stuff. Very spiritual. If you're interested, just go to the website, everydaysaturday.com, click on the podcast tab, and just scroll back to 2014, 2015, and you can listen to a Sunday spiritual podcast. But today I just want to talk about fakeness, phoniness. A lot of the times that I've been guilty of it as myself, especially being an online marketer, looking at individuals in my, in particular, niche or who knew, just marketers, business people, and they seem to have it going on. And I would get jealous and I would think, man, are they even paying the price? They even know how hard this is. Look at their home. Look at their car. Look at their money. And then it became really crystal clear that are they really, I would ask this question, are their lives really that much better than mine, or are they just better photographers? Think about that. That's the title of today's podcast, Fake Photography. And when we look online, we have tough days, and then we wonder, does anybody even get my life? Does anybody get what's going on, the struggle I'm going through, the uncertainty in my life right now? And when we go on, the worst thing we can do is we go online. When you have an illness, are you like some other people who go to WebMD, or you Google your symptoms, or you Google the diagnosis you received? And you know that the worst thing you can do when you have an illness or any uncertainty in your life is to Google that symptom or that season of your life. Because what comes up? You got 90 days to live. I got a twitch in my index finger. Yeah, I got 90 days to live. I just saw someone in Australia, same thing. They were dead in 3 months, you know. And when it really all it is just a twitch in your finger, you know. And you know, we all fall victim to this. And I want, this is my prayer for everyone. Because I'm doing a lot of these coaching calls right now. They're coaching. There's no doubt about it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, last week, that we're talking about right after Christmas of 2018, just last week, I opened up my calendar. And I don't do that ever. I've never done this. I just sent everybody directly to my calendar. And if you want that link, I'll share it with you in just a moment. And if you haven't, well, you and I haven't gotten on the phone yet, we can get on the phone. I'm not going to kid you. My goal is to sell you my coaching program at whatever level makes sense for you. And I know that sounds terrible, but look, I'm just preaching, man. I'm just telling you that's the goal, because I want you to figure out what it is, what's your purpose, what's more importantly, what's your message that you're sharing out there, and who is your ideal target market and your client that you can get this message to, because you can never say the wrong thing to the right person. But I'll also be very honest with you and let you know that right out of the gate, if I feel that it isn't a good, it's just not going to fit financially or the season of your life you're in right now, we're not coaching together. And I think everybody, I've did 6 calls a day for the last 3 days. Every single person, when we hung up the phone, it was amazing. I was more blessed than they were from the stories that they've shared. My God, the amazing people who listen to this podcast and follow me online, I feel literally like I hit the lottery, because two people came on board so far. 3 people came on board so far as coaching clients. That leaves 9 who did not. And the 9 who did not, I think if I had them right here on the podcast interviewing them, they would say it was the most amazing 30 minutes they've had with somebody online. And here's the funny thing about it. I think most people thought it wasn't really going to be me calling them. Like, they thought it'd be someone who heads up the sales department or a virtual assistant or, you know, quote unquote coach, you know, a life coach. Somebody's going to call. And it was me. Picked up the phone, called from my cell phone, and I wanted to know what was going on in their life right now. And I think that shocked the crap out of everybody that it was really me on the phone. And I know it's shocking because I'm getting emails back. Sam, are you really calling? Like, is it? Yeah, it really is me. I am not any better than you. Okay. I am not any better than you. You know the one thing I did? I took a shot. I made a decision, and then I followed that decision up with a congruent action. That's all I did. I didn't talk the talk anymore. I was so tired of being a phony. Like, I was going to, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a speaker. I'm going to be a podcaster. I'm going to be a speaker. I didn't even know what podcasting was, so I wasn't even saying that. But I wanted to be a speaker. And I couldn't step into my greatness that God had designed for me because I couldn't make a decision that was followed with congruent action. Because it's easy to talk the talk. We can all talk the talk. But when you're not even held accountable to it and nobody follows up with you because nobody expects you to do it because you've been saying this for the last 20 years and you've never done anything about it, and your friends are the same way, they don't follow up on what they say they're going to do, then there's no threat. It's an idle threat. You know what an idle threat is? You know, when your parent, maybe you had one of your parents would say, you're going to be grounded. And you know you're never going to be grounded. Or if you were grounded, it would last a day, not the whole summer. Or nowadays, parents, you're going to lose that phone, and maybe you lose it for a day or a few hours, but you never lose it, you know? That's an idle threat. How many times have you posed that idle threat? Like, you're really going to go for your dream, and everyone's like, oh, that's great, and then you walk away or you hang up the phone, and they're like, yeah, they're not going to do it, because you've never done it. So when we've been getting on these calls for the past few days for 30 minutes at a time, I tell them, look, if we don't end up working together, that's great, but don't hang up the phone and do nothing about this dream, this passion. Do something. Just do something. And I give everybody at least three concrete, really good ideas that they can implement right now, regardless of if they want to start a coffee shop or if they want to be a speaker. Doesn't matter. Whatever they want to do, it's the same three actions I shared with all of Tony Robbins' coaches when I trained them a couple years ago. Same thing. So if you haven't booked your 30-minute power call with me, just go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar, everydayisaturday.com/calendar. And then after you book your time, you will be on my calendar. I will be calling you for a 30. We don't need to call into a conference line or anything like that. I'm going to call the number you put in there. And then send me an email. Say, hey, Sam, heard it on the podcast, just so I know how you heard. And I'm booked. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. So that's my goal, is to have more amazing conversations with people like yourself and to find just a handful of people, because not everybody's ready. I'm looking just for a handful of people to work with starting in 2019, okay? So back to the message of fake photography. Don't get caught up in that world, all right? Because here's the ultimate truth. You know what happens? When you drive a nice car, I drove a Mercedes a few years ago. I've shared the story. Now I drive a Kia. I don't have any less satisfaction driving a $16,000 Kia than I had driving my $60,000 Mercedes. Is there a difference in the way it handles? Yes. Okay. There is something to that German engineering, but not so much so that I need to be driving one. It just doesn't make any sense, you know? And it's not even really the car payment every month, although I'm happily not paying that every month for the Mercedes, but driving a Kia, I got to get from point A to point B. And it used to be, you know, buying a nice car is look at me. Look at what I drive. That's why you buy nice cars. Unless you really are just a car junkie and you know about motors and V8s and V6 and 0 to 60 and all that stuff that matters to you, then that's great. But for most people, the car you drive and the house you own is because you want people to notice. So that's your reward. Your reward is them noticing. Yay! Okay. How long does that last? Like, I was asking my daughter the other day, he's going off to college, hey, how long does this Snapchat thing last? Like streaks with friends and things like that. Like, when does that end? And when do you get serious about life? And I'm saying to myself, as she's answering, geez, I don't know. She didn't have an answer, and that's okay. But I just ask questions because I don't even care what the answer is. She knows it's a rhetorical question that, hey, at some point you got to get serious about life. But then I thought to myself, I know people who are 45 years old that are putting themselves out on Instagram and Snapchat that are just look at me. So maybe it never ends for them. And if the goal is for you, your reward for Instagram and Facebook, because I know, Sam, you're on Instagram. Yeah, but my goal is not for looking at me. My goal is to inspire you. My goal is to let you know you haven't even lived your best days yet. They're still ahead of you. That's my goal. My goal is to work with you to help you launch your dream. That's my goal. My goal is not to say, look at me. And if there's a photo of me or a photo of my daughter, it's to say, look at this miracle that was born at 1 pound. God is good. That's the message. So if the message that you're putting out there is look at me and look how great I am, and when you look at it, you go for likes, then your reward and what nourishes you every day is going to be those likes. And you know what? When those likes go away, what happens? Your purpose goes away. So if your purpose is tied to fake photography, then you're done. You have no purpose. And you got to change that and quit following people on Facebook and Instagram who have that fake photography. They're just a better photographer than you are. That's all they are. They don't have a better life. They just got a better lens. Oh, can I preach? Can I preach a little bit? I didn't see that coming out. I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming. They don't have a better life. They just have a better lens. You can steal that, and you don't even got to give me credit the first time. Come on now. Can I get an amen? Does that resonate with you? They don't got a better life than you. They just got a better lens. And once you understand that, you'll see all the fakeness out there, all the phoniness. And what you need to do is stop being either inspired or depressed when you look at that fake photography. And you got to look at your own self and say, what have I been blessed with? What individual talents and what message? And why am I not using these? It's only one thing. It's just fear. It's not money. That's an excuse. That's just a smokescreen. You don't even believe that excuse. You don't even buy that because you know there's money everywhere. You can get money. I talked about doing DoorDash a week or two ago. You can go get your money, all right? You can go paint a house. You can go clean an office, okay? Mow a lawn. Shovel a sidewalk. It ain't the money. It's the fear that you're going to have to step into your greatness, okay? And be grateful for what you have and stop looking at everybody else. But when are you going to step into your greatness? When are you going to stop making excuses for, oh, I don't have the money, I don't have the time? You have both of those. We all have 168 hours in the week, okay? Just because someone else's bank account might have an extra comma in it doesn't give you the permission to play small. It just means they got a little bit of a head start. But they probably, look, 3/4 of the United States millionaires are self-made. They didn't have a trust fund. Mommy and daddy didn't give them money. 3/4 of the people right now in our country, in the United States, 330 million people, 3/4 of the millionaires, they're self-made. 75% of them got it on their own, starting out just like you. So get after it. Don't follow the fake photographers out there. Follow your own inner GPS. Are you with me, champion? Let's get after it. Book that call. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar. I want to hear your dream. I want to work with you. Selfishly, I want to work with you because I know the greatness that you have inside and I know the plans that are there for you. Let's get it together. All right. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.